Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1. Every weekend I like to play football from September to June and tennis in the summer months. It's a big commitment, but it keeps me active and healthy, and there is a great social scene linked to the friends that I play with. We often go out Saturday nights to restaurants, clubs, or the cinema. We don't take it very seriously. Probably we'll never win any big competitions. But we are more interested in keeping fit and having fun. Speaker 2.
I'm probably going to be away this weekend. I like to just set off on a Friday night and see where I end up. I'll drive for a few hours, stay in a guest house, and then set off again early next morning. I like not having an itinerary. I might go to Scotland or to Wales. I'll just see where the car takes me. 2 weekends ago, I drove down to Cornwall and spent all of Sunday walking the coastal path in huge winds and rain, but I absolutely loved it.
Speaker 3. For me, the perfect way to spend a Saturday morning is having a leisurely cooked breakfast in the golf course cafe. I don't play golf, I just love the cafe, which has brilliant views over the sea. For about £5, you get toast, sausage, bacon, eggs and beans, plus unlimited refills of tea or coffee. They even have newspapers there, which you can take to your table and slowly read while munching your toast. Speaker 4.
I have to work every other weekend, but once a month I get a 4-day weekend to make up for it. I try to get all my housework, shopping and other jobs out of the way, so I can treat these as mini holidays. Whenever I can, I go on walking holidays, either camping or staying at youth hostels. This year I've been to the Lake District, Snowdonia, and even managed to complete the South Downs Way, 110 miles in my 4-day breaks.
Speaker 5.
The weather's been bad for the last 3 weekends, but the forecast is okay for next week, and I should be able to get out. I thought I might play a bit of golf, or if it's really nice, I'll go fishing. A month ago we had beautiful weather, and I was lucky enough to get invited sailing. Actually, I don't mind what I do as long as I can get outdoors. I'll give Tom a call tonight. We have the same golf handicap, so if he's free, it should be a good contest.
Speaker 6. Sunday mornings, I love to go to the boot sale at Brighton Marina. All sorts of things are for sale. Antiques, bric-a-brac, books, records, furniture, you name it, and somebody will be selling it. But the reason I go is to see my friends. Some of them are stall holders, and others of us just go there to see what's on sale and chat. Last month, however, I managed to buy a rare antique silver brooch for £10. I've since shown it to a jeweller who offered me £200 for it. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1. Every weekend I like to play football from September to June and tennis in the summer months. It's a big commitment, but it keeps me active and healthy, and there is a great social scene linked to the friends that I play with. We often go out Saturday nights to restaurants, clubs, or the cinema. We don't take it very seriously. Probably we'll never win any big competitions, but we are more interested in keeping fit and having fun. Speaker 2.
I'm probably going to be away this weekend. I like to just set off on a Friday night and see where I end up. I'll drive for a few hours, stay in a guest house, and then set off again early next morning. I like not having an itinerary. I might go to Scotland or to Wales. I'll just see where the car takes me. 2 weekends ago, I drove down to Cornwall and spent all of Sunday walking the coastal path in huge winds and rain, but I absolutely loved it.
Speaker 3. For me, the perfect way to spend a Saturday morning is having a leisurely cooked breakfast in the golf course cafe. I don't play golf. I just love the cafe, which has brilliant views over the sea. For about £5, you get toast, sausage, bacon, eggs and beans, plus unlimited refills of tea or coffee. They even have newspapers there, which you can take to your table and slowly read while munching your toast. Speaker 4.
I have to work every other weekend, but once a month I get a 4-day weekend to make up for it. I try to get all my housework, shopping and other jobs out of the way, so I can treat these as mini holidays. Whenever I can, I go on walking holidays, either camping or staying at youth hostels. This year I've been to the Lake District, Snowdonia, and even managed to complete the South Downs Way, 110 miles in my 4-day breaks.
Speaker 5.
The weather's been bad for the last 3 weekends, but the forecast is okay for next week, and I should be able to get out. I thought I might play a bit of golf, or if it's really nice, I'll go fishing. A month ago we had beautiful weather, and I was lucky enough to get invited sailing. Actually, I don't mind what I do as long as I can get outdoors. I'll give Tom a call tonight. We have the same golf handicap, so if he's free, it should be a good contest.
Speaker 6. Sunday mornings, I love to go to the boot sale at Brighton Marina. All sorts of things are for sale. Antiques, bric-a-brac, books, records, furniture, you name it, and somebody will be selling it. But the reason I go is to see my friends. Some of them are stall holders, and others of us just go there to see what's on sale and chat. Last month, however, I managed to buy a rare antique silver brooch for £10. I've since shown it to a jeweller who offered me £200 for it. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.